Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Thursday, March the 10th. It's National Landline Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by the Kmart. They have a new phone-in contest where you can win cash or theater tickets. Just call them from a landline and press 1 for the money, 2 for the show. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, not a bad Thursday at all. Currently 2 degrees, feeling just a little bit cooler than that, working your way up to a high of 4 today under a mix of sun and clouds, but hang on to your hats, folks. Maybe a little bit more of the white stuff coming tomorrow.
Excellent. And just a quick reminder to everyone, no shows next week because it's March break, and we will get a 5-day break, which reminds me it's time for the top 5 list.
Well, on National Landline Telephone Day, we shout out to the top 5 phones in the world. Saxo, Xylo, SUSE, Cellular, and ET Home. And honorable mention, of course, to Dicta, Franco, and for the Raffy fans out there, ring, 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 banana. Oh, surely you know this song.
I don't know the song, and don't call me Shirley. Well, pick up the phone. National Landline Day is calling and wants to know that what you've got for number 10 on your math homework. Remember when you were forced to leave your phone at home because it was attached to your house? Or when your crush called, but your older brother got to the phone first and revealed your secret? Or when you knew you hit true best friend status by memorizing somebody's telephone number? You know, we're going to celebrate this anniversary of Alexander Graham Bell's amazing invention with National Landline Day. And we remember the heyday of the landline phone in all its glory and make a strong case for its readoption. Alexander Graham Bell, as you know, has always given a huge amount of praise and credit for inventing the first telephone. What I want to know is, who invented the second telephone? Hey, let's listen in on Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what's playing today? Is it Blondie?
Oh, I was going to do Blondie, and then I found another one by ABBA called Ring Ring, which I thought, I mean, it's pretty. I mean, we know ABBA. If it's an ABBA song, it was definitely a landline phone that they used for that song. And the funny thing is, I don't remember this ABBA song, and I listen to a lot of ABBA. But I like, especially because I used to work at IKEA, and you know, can only imagine 7 years of working at IKEA in the office, how many times I heard an ABBA song play over and over and over, and a lot of yacht rock. It was good music. Anyway.
That's because they didn't have to pay any sort of royalties, because, you know, it's their country.
They're all Swedish, so... Ring, ring, why don't you give me a call? Ring, ring, the happiest sound of them all. Ring, ring, I stare at the phone on the wall and I sit alone impatiently. And you know what's funny? And it does take me back to childhood when we actually, for people that might be younger, don't know, we actually had phones attached to the wall or just attached to something. And if you wanted to like go to another room, you needed a super long extension cord. But the problem with that was you couldn't pretend and tell your parents you weren't on the phone, because all they had to do was follow the extension cord all the way to the room. You know?
So is it any wonder we were all in shape between running from the couch to the TV to turn the channel?
Yeah. And
sprinting into the other room to answer the phone.
You didn't need
it. Goodness, you got your steps just in with that alone.
Yeah. You know? Or do you remember when we first got call waiting? Do you guys remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise...
I'm still waiting for that option.
Otherwise, it was just a busy thing, you know, and then you couldn't really be on the phone that long because your parents, you know, had to get their important calls. Or I remember when I was a kid and my dad would... Because they basically would say, you know, don't answer the phone when we're not home. And so he would have, like, a little ring. So he would let the phone ring a certain amount of times. Then he would hang up like it was coded. Like, you had to be smart to exist as a kid back in the day. No disrespect to the kids now, but you actually had to know directions. You had to know how to decipher clues. Like, there's so many things we had to know. So shout out to the days where you know, we learned all that stuff through life, as opposed to now you kind of have to teach all these things, right? So shout out to that. And the last thing I'll say is there was a little thing on the internet a few months ago now, where they were asking little kids, like, what does this mean? Because when we want to pretend like we're on the phone, those of us of a certain age, we do this. So they were asking the younger kids, what do they do? And they were like confused. They were just held their hand up like this. If they want to pretend to make a phone call, they would do this. We have come so far, and yet, you know, not far enough. So that's the difference between by ABBA. Let the nostalgia take you away.
I would have put money that you were going to put New Edition with the telephone man. But hey,
I looked at Mr. Telephone Man. I looked at Blondie. Even De La Soul has a song called Ring Ring. There's a lot of little, you know, there's Carly Rae Jepsen. There's a few, but I was like, let's go with ABBA today.
Yeah, good call. And along with that symbol, we've also got this one for rolling down the car window.
Yeah.
It's a lot more descriptive than this.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're skipping, actually.
Turning the channel.
There's so yes. many things. Oh, my gosh. Just so different now, right?
Oh.
And if you talk to anybody under 20, they don't know what the heck you're talking about.
What about this one? Like, time.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that thing? Oh, it's your Apple Watch. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, they have no... When you say, well, there was a time where... You actually had to know, like, you had to be somewhere at a certain time. You had to be there. And then you had to ask your friend, what are you going to wear? So you could spot. Nobody understands that anymore. They look at you like you're an idiot. Like, what kind of world did you grow up in? But it was also a world where I didn't need to take my shoes off before I went on the plane. And your family could come with you pretty much to the actual plane.
Exactly.
Getting on the plane, they could actually come and see you. So... It was
because they had to spin the prop for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Send it over the.
They had to find the hide key under the wing.
And we're probably old enough too to remember when you actually wanted to answer the phone, or you raced to answer the phone.
Yes. Yes.
Now the phone rings, everybody runs, or the doorbell rings. Shh, shh, quiet.
Or listen, remember you used to have ringtones.
Ah, yes.
Everybody just keeps their phone on silent now. Nobody cares about ringtones anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, the days.
That's your plausible deniability. I didn't hear the phone ring. I'm sorry.
I thought you meant ringtones when we used to have party lines and everybody had a different ring.
Somebody rings a bell and I want a free T-shirt.
Wow. Well, we just disenfranchise about half of our listeners who are under the age of 70.
I'm sure the listener won't mind too much.
Good golly.
They can Google it. Okay.
Hey, let's ring up Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. This week they have a sale on landline telephones with a range of, well, however long the cord is. Venturo, what have you got for us today?
You know what, JD? I'm going to make the case for us to go back to get some more landline telephones back in our houses. I was just looking at some statistics this morning, and right now, 54% of Canadians have a landline still. And when you look at households with cell phones, it's way up to 91.3%.
Wow.
So cell phone is definitely taking over. But here's the downer why we need to get back to the landline, right? Right now in the world, 66% of the world population has a mobile phone, right? People tap, swipe, or click an average of 2,617 times per day, right? Check this one out. iPhone users unlock their iPhones on average of 80 times per day. Users spend on average 2 hours and 51 minutes on their smartphones. That's a whole lot of time. Check this out. 26% of car accidents are caused by smartphones. How many accidents are caused by landlines?
Wow.
You trip over the cord.
31% of smartphone users in the United States never turn off their cell phones. You don't want to be any one of those cell phones. Those cell phones are dying. And check this one out. The last one is 82% of employees put their smartphones where they can reach them easily at work. So how much work are they actually doing? So I think I've made a case that we need to put down the smartphones and get some more landlines.
Those are facts. And you're going to for sure lead us by example, right?
Sure.
On his phone as we speak.
I'll try to let you guys know if I'm succeeding.
It's not hard to do it over there at Ogden because, you know, the Wi-Fi doesn't always work.
No, it's true. I got to say, though, a lot more neck injuries as a result of the landlines. This is really not comfortable.
And I'm telling you, they don't make the best selfies either.
No. It is Thursday. It's time for Thursday's Thought.
Well, I had a completely different thought, which I will come back to, but I was just thinking about what Venturo said, and I just want to sort of debunk his whole notion that we've actually progressed, because when I go into my house, everybody in their mobile is plugged into a power source. So they're stationary.
Yeah.
They don't want to leave the spot where their phone is charging. So are they really any further ahead? Secondly, for us old buddy duddies, I like the security of a landline because I do not want to miss a call from CRA or Amazon about the package I didn't order.
Or getting your ducks cleaned.
Oh, yes, I know. The wild geese and fowl that are floating around is unbelievable.
All right, everyone. Well, we made it through another day. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.
Oh, thank goodness. I was up halfway across the country.